Person-centered planning is a way we can listen to people and learn about important aspects of their interests and needs. It is a service delivery practice that has been around for about 40 years. While it is not a new idea or concept, it has seen a resurgence as disability rights and self-determination become more visible nationally and internationally. This is a great thing for the work you do. Your role in developing positive supports for individuals or in your role of leading an agency is to apply the concepts of person-centeredness into your services. Most likely, your day-to-day tasks are varied and include many different decisions and areas to focus on, like schedules, budget meetings, staffing, and HR. Sometimes it can be easy to view creating a person-centered organization as one more to-do on your already very long to-do list. You are probably already doing a lot to implement person-centeredness at your organization, but if you have a clear understanding of both the obstacles and challenges, as well as the benefits and end results, embarking on this transformative journey will improve your organization. Click on each person to see why applying person-centered planning matters to them.